I'd say that based on the evidence they were provided, they came to a decision, and I'll respect that.
Do you think the decision they've made today will change your behaviour as a councillor?
I will look into that. However, as it was stated by the panel, there will be more training on the code of conduct. And to be honest, I really do think that the code of conduct really needs updating.
But the core principle of the code of conduct that you shouldn't have been drinking alcohol at a public event where you were there within your duties as a councillor, do you disagree with that then? Is that part outdated?
No, I agree with you. We shouldn't be drunk in public at council functions. However, where is the evidence? There is no evidence. We need to review all of our information collection techniques, and the whole system just needs reform.
The conclusion today was that the leader of your group, the City Independence Group, should report back to the council as to what he plans to do, if anything. What do you think the outcome might be?
Oh, of course, I'll sit down and talk this through with Dave. The thing is, we've known this was coming for a very long time now. It's nearly 18 months since the incident occurred. I'm sure that Dave will have some words to pass on. He's a very wise man, not to be trifled with. But, yeah, I look forward to a conversation with him and see what his advice is moving forward.
And you don't plan to stand down as a councillor?
No, I don't. I don't think that I'd be doing my residents any kind of service whatsoever if I did stand down. I don't believe that the panel found me guilty of being drunk on duty. I believe the panel found that I potentially put the authority into disrepute by my behaviour and actions and attitudes. Attitudes is the most important one of all this, and that's something that I will address. However, people didn't elect me to be a nice guy. They elected me because I'll go out of my way to do anything for them that I can.